Is Snapchat really worth $10 billion? A lot of people are wondering that today after a Silicon Valley venture capital firm reportedly valued the popular social media service at that number. But Snapchat, a mobile app known for its disappearing messages, still hasn't come up with a reliable way to make money. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic joins us now to talk about this. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
And Derek, Snapchat was, of course, created by two Stanford students in 2011. It's hugely popular with teenagers. But why do you think that Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers, a pretty fabled venture capital firm, sees in this company?
Some listeners might not know what Snapchat quite is or why we're talking about it, so I just want to spend a little bit of time there.
Sure.
It is a bit like sending your friend a photo or a video over text, except that here the message disappears after a certain number of seconds. And if that's sort of confusing to you, then think about TV. When you watch TV, you don't typically stop and rewind it. It passes before your eyes, and then it's gone. So if you can imagine a service with the use case of text and the transience of television, you have sort of a good idea of what Snapchat is and why. It's popular. So now we want to think about, okay, why is this thing popular? How popular is it? If you ask high school and college students about their favorite daily apps, the list goes like this. At number one, Facebook. Two, Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. And three, Snapchat. So if you take out Facebook, it is the most popular app among millennials, more than Pandora, more than Twitter. It's even more popular than phone calls. Snapchat is more popular than the phone function of phones. So it is absolutely an essential tool in young people's communications arsenal, and that's why you have so much interest in it.
Now, it's a free app, yet the company has virtually no revenue. What's the potential revenue in its business model?
There is a plan to roll out ads. There's something called Snapchat Discovery, which is a platform they're beginning to think about now to allow companies to send their own messages the same way you would receive messages from friends. And again, here, I would encourage people to think of this a bit like television. Right now, Snapchat plays photos and videos from friends. This is like programming. And around programming, TV networks sell ads. So you can imagine promotions from restaurants and clothing companies, whatnot, showing up on your phone in this queue that you could click on and then potentially find deals for products and brands that you already like or products and brands that you want to discover and learn more about. So I imagine that they're probably going to try to seed advertisements in between messages that you're seeing from your friends.
The TV analogy is a good one, I think. I think that does make it very understandable. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, Snapchat has about 100 million users each month, a big number, no doubt. But how does that compare to other messaging apps?
So Snapchat has 100 million users and its valuation is $10 billion. Twitter has about three times as many users, about 300 million monthly active uniques. And its valuation is three times as much as Snapchat's as well, at $30 billion. So you have a very similar valuation per monthly active to do the little bit of math. The weird thing about this, some people are saying, is that Twitter has a established and growing ad platform. They are selling ads in a way that Snapchat is currently not. So some people are saying, we have no idea yet if people are going to click on these ads that Snapchat uses. You know, I use the comparison to television, but we know that TV ads work, or that at least that marketers are willing to buy them. We don't yet know if that ad experience is going to work for Snapchat. So people, are a little astonished that it's this high, particularly since Facebook offered $3 billion, not $10 billion for them just a few months ago.
And Snapchat rejected that bid.
And they rejected this bid. And now it seems utterly brilliant for them to have rejected the bid, and now that they're valued at three times more. I do think that what you're seeing right now is just the value of communication scale. When you have scale, the theory is that you will have an advertisement platform to follow it.
Derek Thompson of The Atlantic, thanks very much.